Okay, Emir Tashem, we are going to begin the Torah of America for Parshas Toldos with Hashem's help. We'll begin with a few Divrei Torah, Emir Tashem, from the great Gaon, the great Rosh Hashiva of Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadok Livracha, a tremendous figure, a tremendous pillar of Torah Jewry in America. I strongly recommend his biography. Such fantastic stories about tzidkus and humanity and what it really means to be a Torah leader and a Torah giant and to lead Klal Yisrael al pi Torah. Strongly recommend to learn the life story of Rabbi Yaakov. And his beautiful Sefer Emes LeYaakov is also a classic with fantastic ideas in Hashkafa. Also very, very scholarly ideas in Parshanut and Drush and understanding the Torah and understanding the Hashkafa of the Torah, but also understanding the construct of Torah and dikduk and grammar and word use, etc. Incredible Sefer Emes LeYaakov. So we'll learn from the Sefer Emes LeYaakov on Parshas Toldos, a few Divrei Torah, and then move on from there if time allows. The first of our Torah in Parshas Toldos is a little bit of a longer Torah. In the longer ones, that's generally where Yaakov gets into more hashkafic and fundamental Torah ideas and Torah philosophies. And over here he talks about Yitzchak Avinu, and he says like this. Aval pisha kol parshas toldos suveves bikar al toldos chayev shal Yitzchak mikol makom im nayin nira shabiyachas shar avos kitzra Torah besipar chayev Yitzchak. If we look closely at the text of Parshas Toldos, which is the parsha of Yitzchak Eilat Toldos Yitzchak, you see there's a big difference in the time, the air time that the Torah gives Yitzchak Avinu. In contrast to the other avos, kibaot sipar chayev shel Avram memali chelak gadol mishalosh parshas betorah, right? Lech lecha vayir and chayisar, which are all about the incredible life story of Avram Avinu. Umaricha Torah bechol prad meavodas Avram imabrios v'sipar kol hakoros ito v'chein etzel Yaakov. Right, Avram has three parshas which go deeply into his life, into his avoda, and then the life of Yaakov Avinu, the entire second half, chelik shenus of Avrashis, besibur koma she'irolo, the entire life story of Yaakov Avinu, very in depth, very in detail, spanning multiple parshios, and very getting into his own life, his own development, his own growth, and his own struggles and challenges and overcoming, and his own prophecies and the development of his family, his children, the shvatim, Yosef, etc. V'ilu besibur koros chayav shel Yitzchak shechay Yosef. Yitzchak Avinu, who lived a longer life than Avram Avinu and Yaakov Avinu, ad achar mechirasu shel Yosef, mekatzeres haTorah moseres lanu rak pratim muatim. As many know, the story of Yitzchak Avinu is very, very hidden. Very, very few details. We know very little about the life and times of Yitzchak Avinu. Diuk number one. Diuk number two, Rabbi Yaakov continues, and he says, also, if you look in the famous beginning of the Rambam's Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where the Rambam begins and goes through the history of the beginning of the history of the world, from the creation all the way through Avram and the Avos. So the Rambam, the Rav Yaakov points out, Nir Sherich Ma'od B'tir Kol HaPulos She'asa Avram. The Rambam goes in depth to all of the Pulos, all the work, all the avoda that Avram Avinu did in his lifetime. Eich shehalach meir leir, from he went to city, umamlacha lemamlacha, and kingdom to kingdom. Vayakorei b'shem Hashem, and he called out in the name of God. Ad sheniskavtu elav alafim v'revavos. To the extent that thousands and tens of thousands joined him. V'chein etzel Yaakov hericha Rambam. And the Rambam also discusses the life story of Yaakov Avinu. B'sipor Yosef Yoshev b'yeshiva marbetz Torah v'yahadavar olech mizgaber b'ni Yaakov v'nilvim achrayim v'nazes b'olam u'mashi yodas Hashem. That Yaakov Avinu brought about this nation which knew God and spread the word of God. Aval etzel Yitzchak kimat v'lo kazav Rambam klum. And the Rambam also skips over Yitzchak Avinu.
Yitzchak
when the Rambam mentions the life of Yitzchak and the accomplishments of Yitzchak in contrast to those of Avraham and Yaakov, he did almost nothing. The other Avos, Avraham and Yaakov, their effect, their influence spread out to the world. Lo'olam kulo, v'zachu l'hamid talmidim rabim, they had many students. V'ili Yitzchak, hagam sh'ayisalo yeshiva b'shvil l'havir es ha-mesor me'avram avinu, he also had a yeshiva to spread the teachings of Avram. But, aval hayol rak talmid echad, Yaakov, he only had one talmid, the Rambam says. He taught the Torah to a whopping one student. His shir, there's one student sitting in his shir. V'kanir misipuri ha-torah m'loshan ha-rambam lo zecha l'hamid talmidim rabim kavim v'yakov inyan zetelon bir. Based on the Chumash and based on the Rambam's explanation and elaboration on the development and the evolution of the tradition of the Avos, we see Yitzhak had a minuscule a participation and addition to adding to the tradition of the Avos. And we have to understand the life and times of Yitzhak Avinu. Venira, continues Rabbi Yaakov, Sheshinui b'midas ha'ashpa shel ha'avos tali ba'ofen shebo hem hishpiu al svivosa. The difference, the shinui, in the mida, in the attributes, the characteristics of the avos, was based on their mida, was based on their characteristic, their specific trait that they used to be mashpia on their sviva, on their environment. Kol echad mi'avos hayta lo derech mishalo b'hafatzas emuna b'Hashem ba'olam. Avram degel midas ha'chesed, Yitzchak b'midas ha'gevura, v'Yaakov b'midas ha'emes. So we know famously that each of the avos had their mida, their primary characteristic that they represented and that they utilized in teaching the world about God. Avram through chesed, through kindness, through charity, through loving kindness. Yitzchak with gvura, Yitzchak with this mida of justice and strength and very, very passionate dedication to his values and principles against all odds, against all adversaries. And Yaakov, b'midah se'emes, Yaakov representing the midah of emes, of truth. Regilim anachnu lachshov al Avram Avinu kemi shepatachet beito la'orchim v'chilek et lachmo imam v'ask shahodu lo hor lehem eich lahodos Hashem. So we know famously, the Medrash tells us, and as we see in the life of Avram Avinu, that he would welcome guests, and he would give them food, and they would thank him, and he would say, thank Hashem. V'amnam av sheze emes, right? And Avram had this great kiruv tactic of feeding, that's right, it's the time-tested great tactic for kiruv, serve people a delicious meal and open up their, you know, open up their, you know, open up their mouths a little bit and get them enjoying a Jewish home and a nice chillin, and then when it comes time, you know, tell them, oh, you know, thank Hashem is the one who gives us all of our blessings, and you know their guard is down and they can go ahead and be open to thinking and discussing and bringing God into their lives. V'amnam av sheze emes, Rabbi Yaakov says something here that I think is profound. Av sheze emes mikol makom ina dvarim kepshutam. Yes, it's true. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all of our brachos. Yes, it's true that we should do whatever it takes to teach about Hashem and to bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikol makom ina dvarim kepshutam. But it's not so simple, says Rabbi Yaakov. Kol avodos Avram ba'olam hayta miyusedet al hispa'aluso ha'atzuma. Avram Avinu came to this incredible recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous kindness, his endless chesed, his endless love that he bestows upon the world and the entire creation. That Avram wanted to be a conduit to continue to mirror that kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for the world. He wanted to show the world that loving kindness. And Ksha'orchav wrote to Lahodus Lo, and when his guests wanted to thank him, Klomar Kshem is Palu Mitivo, Harachum Mipalo, Mipualo Tachesit, Mipulo Tachesit Shalo, and when his guests were so moved by his kindness, his Birlami would explain to them. I'm serving Hashem Baruch Hu. This is. It's not about me. It's about God. Because just like God is the pillar, is the essence of Chesed, God's essence that he, of His creation and what He does to us as His created beings in the entire world at large, and Hazana Ta'olam Kulo B'Tuvo B'Chein B'Chesed V'Rachamim, like we say in benching. So too, that's how we should serve. That's how we should serve Him, by being conduits and being pillars of Chesed in our own lives. We have to give thanks to Hashem. And this was His tactic. This was the way, in absolute truth and in absolute authenticity. But this is the way Avram brought people close to God. Kosem v'naim. It says Rabbi Yaakov something very, very intense. Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. The kiruv approach of chesed, of kindness, of love, of sharing, of feeding, of opening one's home, and showing people the beauty and the geschmack of Yiddishkeit, it's magical and it's pleasant and it's wonderful. Kol echad lefi tivo nimshach lezeh v'rotzeh lios chelik mizeh. There's something that human beings, in a very natural way, are drawn to. It's enjoyable, it's exciting, it's pleasurable. Therefore, it's not such a shock, says Rabbi Yaakov, that many people joined along, many people jumped on the bandwagon. Shabbos, Shabbos dinner, Shabbos lunch, celebrations, and all you have to do is thank God and think about God. I'm in, of course, this is a geshmak. So it says Rabbi Yaakov, it's not such a shock that people would join this culture, this tradition that Avram shared with the world. Ukemoken, and he skips now to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov bisi zavrasul Hashem al limurat Torah v'chipus miras ha'emes la'amita titan emes Yaakov. V'avshel l'chor zeh eno kosim geraz v'orachayim yusad al gimil chesed mikol makom yishgam bazeh koach meshich el atzibur. What was the meat of Yaakov, as we said? The meat of emes, the meat of truth. Finding absolute truth, searching for real meaning and real sense and logic and deep understanding of reality to its truth. And says Rabbi Yaakov, even though that's not as magical and it's not as magnetic as this the approach of Avram Avinu, nevertheless, afilu katan shbektanim yodei lahavchin bein emes l'sheker mispal miras emes hatzrufa ima hunivgash. Even a young child or even a simple person, when they encounter absolute truth, when they encounter something which resonates so deeply as a truth, as a fact, so it's penetrating and it's life changing. V'lachin gam Yaakov mitzlech lichanes svivo am rav shalom menu eich la'avodas Hashem. And therefore Yaakov Avinu, through truth, through spreading his mida, his personal connection with Hashem, predicated on truth and a real deep awareness of the truth of Hashem in this world, and spreading that to the world. So that's what Yaakovin was successful, because the world connects to truth to a certain extent, to a large extent. And even though it's not as magical as Avram's approach, even though it's not as magnetic, it's not as exciting, but certainly there's something that resonates within the minds of many, you know, thinking people. But then Rav Yaakov comes to Yitzhak Avinu. Aval shone mizeh haita midato shel Yitzhak Avinu. But Yitzhak had a fundamentally different midah. Darko ba'avodas Hashem haita miyuseret al midat hadin v'amishpat. Yitzhak Avinu's midah was din, was justice. Was mishpat, was justice, was law. Klomar matarat ha'adam alei adamot hi lichyot shlavei chayav betoch ha'gvulot ha'meduyakim shel ratzon Hashem bli listot mizeh klal. The purpose of man, the purpose of our creation, in Yitzchak's worldview, Yitzchak's life, Yitzchak's mission, Yitzchak's essence, was based upon living a life of complete, unwavering dedication to the boundaries that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets for us. Hitnahagut me'in zeh mitparsemet u'mitchavevet rak etzel elu hamuchanim l'mashmat chamura v'kapdanit ulehakrava atzmit. Shamnam zach Yitzchak ele ad shebishat ha'akeda masaret nafsho b'raton v'simcha kedi l'kayim v'raton Hashem. Such a lifestyle, such a philosophy, such a pillar, such an approach to life will demand of one the most intense levels of dedication and even sacrifice. It will demand of people to have very scrupulous dedication to the extent that at times it will even demand that one gives up of himself. Like we see in Yitzhak Avinu's own life, probably the most penetrating story in the life of Yitzhak Avinu, when he himself puts himself up on the altar, on the Mizbeach, for his father, Avram, to sacrifice him in Akedas Yitzhak. Ein ze maftia eifo, therefore it's not a shock. Shadarko shel Yitzhak lo hayta kosemet u'moshechet v'rak ma'atim hitzdarfu eileha. Says Rabbi Yaakov, try doing kiruv with the approach of Yitzhak Avinu. Try selling, you know, I'm going to sell you a lifestyle, I'm going to sell you a culture, I'm going to sell you a tradition that I'm going to demand of you to sacrifice yourself, to do things that are incredibly difficult and complicated. I'm going to ask of you, you know, to keep a Shabbos, 1/7 of your life, to shut off from technology. I'm going to demand of you that you can only eat these foods and you can't eat these foods. I'm going to demand of you the highest level of truth in business. I'm going to demand of you certain dress. I'm going to demand of you certain ways of speech, etc., etc., etc. Try doing kiruv with such an approach. Rak talmid muvhak echad hayalo. Yitzhak Avinu was successful in transmitting his Torah to one person, his son Yaakov Avinu, Ishtam Yosheva Olim, v'huzeh she'imshich et mesorat Avram b'darkohu, and he was successful in passing it on to Yaakov, passing on his Torah, his tradition to the tradition of Avram to his son Yaakov. But that was only in their generation, in their times. Rav Yaakov continues. But the Abus were not only, and probably maybe even lesser, about what they accomplished in their own generations, in their own times, but perhaps even more so, more fundamentally, they were there setting the stage, setting the groundwork, defining and developing the DNA, the fundamental traits of what it means to be Klal Yisrael, what it means to be Am Yisrael, what it means to be the Am HaNivchar, for generations. Loita Ashbato Shel Yitzhak Pchuta Yoter Me Ashbato Shel Avram V'Yakov. And on that scale, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Yitzhak's Hashba, Yitzhak's influence, and Yitzhak's participation in the Shalshelas Avos, in what the Avos did, was no less significant and no less profound than that of his father Avram or his son Yaakov. Kol echad me'avos hishrish v'hinziach ed midato b'tivo shel Am Yisrael. Each one of them, in their own unique way, planted their root planted their donation into the roots of Klal Yisrael for eternity. V'achin afil midato shel Yitzhak hakrav atzmit, and this midah of Yitzhak Avinu, self-dedication, self-sacrifice, complete dedication to the challenging expectations of halacha, of Ratzon Hashem, hakrav atzmit, giving up the selves, u'mesirat nefesh, and even the willingness to give up of oneself, kiddush Hashem, nishtarsha b'teva ha'yehudi, this became part of the nature of a Jew, u'me'az v'arat amida zu, Yisrael, al Hashem, al Shmo, And this is, as we've seen over generations, one thing that this has translated, how this has been manifest in Klal Yisrael, has been the willingness and the preparedness of Jews over generations to be Moser Nefesh, to give up our lives, Al Kiddush Hashem. But as Lubavitch Rebbe famously said, living Al Kiddush Hashem, or the in some generations the call has been to live Al Kiddush Hashem, to die Al Kiddush Hashem, and some generations the call is to live Al Kiddush Hashem, right? Just different manifestations of what it means to be Mekadesh Yom Shamayim. But these come from Yitzhak Avinu. These come from his quiet but persistent, consistent, non-stop, and complete heroic dedication to the boundaries of Ratzon Hashem, to the challenges of halacha, to the challenges of continuing the Mesorah of Avram. When it's not so fancy, when it's not so exciting, when it's not so tasty and geschmack, but it's simply the consistency, the dedication, the din, following the expectations, the halachos, sometimes challenging dimensions of what it means Yiddishkeit, but how critical and we know on a certainly on a sociological level that this type of dedication is something which has maintained Klal Yisrael, maintained our we've been able to maintain our identity, maintain who we are, and pass it on from generation to generation because of parents and teachers who've been able to exemplify to their children and to their students what it means a life of dedication, what it means a life of Mesiras Nefesh, what it means a life of real, continual participation and dedication to Klal Yisrael and to the Ratzon Hashem. And certainly that's been something that's been able to strengthen Klal Yisrael over the generation, or even just help us survive over the generations. And what a critical teaching for American Jewry, for the Jewry of Western civilization, there was and there continues to be a great need to strengthen our dedication on this level of Yitzhak Avinu, even without the geschmack and the chesed and the magic and the magnetism of the Yaakov Avinu, or the intellectual truth and meaning and connection of the Yaakov Avinu, but the pure, consistent dedication of Yitzhak Avinu, how critical that is in all generations, and especially in our generation, for us to take that message of Yitzhak Avinu, of consistent dedication to halacha, passing that on to our families, to our children, to our students, to generation, in order to continue the beauty and the everlasting chain of Klal Yisrael alive. That was one first idea from Yaakov Kamenetsky for Parshas Toldos. Maybe with the time left, maybe one more idea from Yaakov Kamenetsky a little on later in the Parsha. Later on, when we quickly, before we quickly transition to the end of Yitzhak Avinu's life, at the end of the parsha, there is one perek chavav and chumash brachos, which is a perek where Yitzhak Avinu is the focus. Even though one looks closely, Yitzhak is really just digging the wells of Avram, as the psukim tell us. But one pasuk and the pasuk over here says that Hashem tells Yitzhak Avinu that he is going to give Yitzhak a bracha. Why? Ekev asher shama Avram bekoli vayishmor mishmarti mitzvosai chukosai v'torosai. The bracha that Yitzhak gets even is not his own bracha. It's a bracha that he gets only as a result of how Avram kept the Ratzon Hashem, the mishmaros, the mitzvos, the chukim, the toros, etc. The Ramban over here, Rav Yaakov brings the Ramban in a few Torahs, the Ramban over here famously comments how the Avos kept the Torah, how Avram kept the Torah, and the Avos in general kept the Torah, and the Ramban famously points out that there was not a complete keeping of the Torah, because we see that Yaakov Avinu, when he would build his family, he married two sisters. And that's an explicit Isser D'Oraisa. How could Yaakov Avinu have married two sisters? So the Ramban famously answers that the reason why Yaakov was able to marry two sisters was because Yaakov was in Chutz La'aretz. Yaakov was outside of Eretz Yisrael when he did that. And the Ramban also says, "Ubi Yosef darshu shahayu mishamer es haShabbos afilu mitzrayim b'nei sheshkula keneged kol haMitzvos lefi shehi edus al chidush haOlam." And the Ramban also says that Yosef HaTzadik kept Shabbos when he was outside of Eretz Yisrael, when he was in Mitzrayim. Why? Because the keeping of Shabbos is an edus, is a testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created the world. And if Yaakov points out from the Ramban that the Ramban's principle is how that, yes, we know the Avos kept the Torah, but the Avos only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. However, for some reason, Shabbos was an exception, and Shabbos was kept even outside of Eretz Yisrael, like we saw by Yosef. And Rav Yaakov also says that, he doesn't point this out over here, but he says that even Shabbos they kept outside of Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Yaakov says, what's this inyan of keeping Torah in Eretz Yisrael, but Shabbos keeping outside of Eretz Yisrael as well? Rabbi Yaakov says like this: Shabiyarti atam adavar hu shebeemes atam sha'asur la'akum lishmor es haShabbos hu mishum sha'Shabbos morel chidush haolam. Shabbos is the day in which we declare and we testify and we express with our actions the chidush of the world, how the world is renewed each week, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechadish the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews the world. U'mikevan shel akum ein mesor al chidush haolam, yavou lachkar b'mahaya lifnim u'mahaya la'achor, she'ein zeh ratzon Hashem yisbarach. And there is a halacha, back in Parshas Noach we learned this halacha, that it's asur for a ben Noach, it's asur for a non-Jew to keep Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is the day where we as Jewish people testify to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of the world. And since La'akum, since to the non-Jews, there is no Mesorah that Hashem was the one who created the world, they don't have this inyan of Shabbos to testify that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Borei Olam. Aval etzel ha'avos u'b'nei Yaakov b'mitzrayim shiu mechudarim mechudarim b'hakara shleima shel achdus Hashem v'kidmuso v'she'ein borei zulaso v'lehem ha'isa hakara b'ruo shechidus ha'olam haya ayidei Hashem yizbarach. So he says that by the Avos and the Bnei Yaakov, they were so clear, they had received this Mesorah that Hashem was the Borei Olam, that Hashem was the beginning of the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was created the world, and there's no Borei Zulaso, there's no other creator besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'lahem haita akara berura shechidush haolam haita, there was such clarity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, therefore they were even able to keep Shabbos outside of Eretz Yisrael. And I think this Yisod of Rabbi Yaakov, that Shabbos was an exception to the Ramban's Yisod, that based on what the Ramban himself is saying, I think also could be very, the Rav Yaakov's hint is driving at a very, very fundamental Yisod in the significance of Shabbos in Jewish history and especially during the times of Klal Yisrael in the Gullus. And maybe this is just my read and what I take away from it, maybe not necessarily where Rav Yaakov himself was driving at, but I think certainly we could deduce this from what Rav Yaakov is saying, and that is that Shabbos is, you know, it's like a contemporary of these great Gedolim. Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel said Shabbos is, and even though I recently heard that Rav Soloveitchik didn't like this formulation, but Abraham Joshua Heschel said that Shabbos is a sanctuary in time. Shabbos is a taste, is the mikdash of Zman, that Klal Yisrael through Shabbos have the ability to taste a world of mikdash, a world of kedusha, a world of Yerushalayim, a world of this heightened sense of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Devekus, and that is not bound by place, that is not bound by being in a specific geographical location, it's not bound by being in Eretz Yisrael. It's something very special and very unique that every single Jew has the ability to connect to and to taste each and every Shabbos, as Chazal point out, and many Sfarim speak at length about how Klal Yisrael also had a little bit of Shabbos during Golus Mitzrayim, that it was their day of rest, and a day to be Mitzapel Yeshua, and a day of remembering that Kodesh Baruch Hu was going to take us out of Mitzrayim, and so too through all generations, even though, you know, as the famous saying, go more than the Jews have kept Shabbos, Shabbos has kept the Jews. And perhaps that's also what Rabbi Yaakov is driving at over here, or what we can deduce from what Rabbi Yaakov is saying over here, that the day of Shabbos is a day that it's fundamentally different than the rest of Torah and Mitzvot. It's a day of remembering our identity, remembering who we are, remembering where we're coming from and where we're going. Most importantly, remembering our intimate relationship that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that He, as the one who created the world, imbued with us a heightened level of Kedusha, a heightened level of responsibility in this world. And through Shabbos, we can always remember our identity, we can remember our values, we can remember our purpose, and that can help us drive towards our ultimate goal of bringing the world to its complete rectification, and bring the Jewish people back to the Gula Shlema that we hope for. And a very, very, just Shabbos itself is a very, very, has been a critical dimension of empowering and inspiring Klal Yisrael through all the generations of Gullus, and especially in America as well, helping Klal Yisrael to stay connected to each other, helping Klal Yisrael to stay connected to Hashem, to stay connected to Torah, and to stay connected to our historical mission as a nation. So we'll conclude with these two ideas from Rabbi Yaakov for tonight, and Amir Tashem continue later on in the week.